There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What do you do if you want to move in, but your partner doesn't? Well, today I'm going to be answering that question in this episode of the Relationships Made Easy podcast with my special segment of Ask Dr. Abby. So stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven. With over 30 years of experience helping people create connection, joy, and ease in all their relationships. What's my secret? Well, besides being totally hilarious, I help you think differently so you can approach your relationships in a completely new way. I'm the best deal in town because the tools I teach apply to all your relationships, which allows you to simplify your life and find the confidence, calm, and deep love you've been craving. Combining my hands-on experience and all the latest research, I've created actionable tips and tools you can apply quickly and easily to create lasting change in all your relationships today. So let's get to it.
Welcome back to the podcast. Hello, hello. It's Abby. It's me. First of all, before we jump in, I want to say thank you to the amazing reviews. I read them and I love them and they hit my heart like so hard they hit my heart. Really appreciate the love. So thank you for those of you who have left a review. If you love the podcast, it's a way to show your love to me. And how much you're getting out of this is by leaving a review on Audible or on iTunes or somewhere. And I also really appreciate the follows and likes, et cetera, on social media. You can find all my handles on the website. We're redoing the website right now. I think by the time this comes out, we won't have the website up yet, but by before the first of the year, we will. And I'm really excited because there's a lot of changes coming and a lot of new products and all kinds of cool things that are finally happening, making them happen. Very excited. So there you go. So thanks for being here. And I am going to answer a question today that someone wrote in. Actually, I think it might have even been, I think they wrote in or DM me or something. Anyway, and here it is. And it's something that other people have asked about, which is why I'm talking about it today. And so this listener says, you know, hi, Dr. Abby, love your podcast. Listen every week. Thank you. So she has a question about commitment. And, you know, this comes up quite a bit. She says that she and her boyfriend have been dating for a few years and they've, you know, committed. And it's kind of it's a little bit of a long distance relationship. They have about an hour drive apart and they both have children from previous relationships. And, kids are great together. That's not the problem. Everything seems great, she says, except this big question. When will we move in with each other? And he says he has commitment issues from his last relationship and can't commit to moving in. I have shared how I'll be, you know, going to be empathic and patient and but I do still want to take the next step. He has in the past made remarks about living together when we're older and the kids are older. I find that to be kind of a cop-out, so I won't bring it up. He says he gets lost in his boundaries and his abundance of empathy. I guess he's a little worried about moving in because he feels like he won't keep his boundaries, maybe. I feel like he's just putting up walls. And if these aren't walls and his boundary is that he never will live with anyone again, then just say that. Don't keep me on a string knowing that I am the one who wants to take that next step. So great question. You know, again, I've had other people write in with very similar kind of questions. So I'm really excited to answer this. And this comes up a lot in different ways because it also might be maybe you have a partner who doesn't want to make a commitment to even, you know, marriage or whatever. You know, it's whatever that next step is for you, doesn't want to do that together. And but I'll kind of focus on this about the moving in together. So the thing is this, and it's not the answer people usually want, but it's the answer that's, to me, correct or right. And that is that this isn't about his boundary. This is about her boundary. And let's call her Melissa. So Melissa, let's say that she wrote in this wonderful email. And in any relationship, you have to decide what your boundary is. And that's what you keep to. It doesn't matter what the other person's doing. It doesn't matter if they're super nice. It doesn't matter if they're not nice. It doesn't matter. It matters what you decided was your boundary and what you're going to stick to. And I'm not saying that that means you give an ultimatum. I am saying that you hold something clear and you make that clear. Because you don't want to me, you don't want to give ultimatums ever. And I'll tell you, when I first got married, way back when, I had in my head that we had been together a couple years, I think. And I had in my head that I think it was like October when I thought this. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give this till January. And we were both a little, no, February. Sorry. I thought of Valentine's Day, actually. I was like, I'll give him till Valentine's Day. and we had been living together, but I, you know, was ready to get married, ready for the next step. We were older too. You know, I'm like, you know. And I was just feeling ready, but he was about 5 years older than me. And I thought in my head sometimes that maybe he was never going to want to get married. I wasn't sure. And we had talked about it a little, but not a lot. And so, you know, he was saying it was out there. He was saying, yeah, but he wasn't really talking about it. And I made a decision in my head that I was going to leave if after Valentine's Day, he hadn't said, you know, asked me to marry him. That was my end, you know, of where I was willing to be. And I remember people were like, well, you weren't going to tell him, you know, because I didn't say that to him. I didn't let him know that was his end. Because I didn't want anyone to marry me because they felt pressured. No, thanks. Not for me. Maybe for you, not for me. And so it was important that I didn't tell him that you have until this date, because that's not what I wanted to do. That is an ultimatum. But I had it in my heart and my head, and I knew what I was going to do. And in the meantime, though, I let it go. I let it go. And I was as loving and open. And I had in my head, you know, I had in my head, he's going to ask me. And I'm going to be fully here and give my whole heart. And I will tell you, he ended up asking me on December 12th, so months before. And I was really surprised. I was totally shocked. So it was just sort of a random day. He said he was going to wait until, I don't know, New Year's or something. Anyway, but he just got excited and he just did it. He had a ring and everything. He was all ready to go. And I never told him ever that I was planning to go, you know, that if he hadn't asked me by this date, I was going to go. Because it didn't matter. It didn't matter. And again, I've heard people say, well, how could you do that? And then he didn't have a chance at the end. Or it's like, no, he had all these chances. I was making it clear the whole time that I wanted to get married. I was letting him know, this is what I see as a future. I want to have kids. I want to get married. Here's the things I want to do. I was clear on the first date about that. I met him on here's how long ago it was. It was an ad in the paper, you know, one of those classified things. That's how long ago it was. But anyway. And I just said, this is what I want. Like right away, you know, I was sort of filtering out people who weren't matching that, you know, in the beginning. Because again, I think I was 30 or something. I wasn't, you know, I knew what I wanted. So, and I'm not saying that you have to do it that way. But I'm just saying that that's the bottom line, is that we tend to get, my experience is that We get angry at our partners or other people because we're mad at them that they didn't hold our boundary. And as Melissa here is saying, well, he knows this is what I want. And so he's just stringing me along. It's like, no, he's not. He's not doing anything. He is loving you. He loves you. Clearly, you guys get along great. So your email says, or your text says. And so that's all there is. And he is also being very honest. I don't know that I'm ever going to move in with somebody. I think some days I might. A lot of people are like this. They're kind of ambivalent. One day they think they will. Another day they think they won't. They're not sure. So it's really, again, about Melissa deciding that number one, that this is something she has to have. Do you, again, I always ask this, right? Do you have to have this? I did this on an episode not that long ago. Do you have to have?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This, to live together, is that the only goal you have about this? And if it is, you are allowed to have it, Melissa. God bless you. That is yours. You get to own that. And then maybe this just isn't your guy. You know, he's wonderful. He's got all these other pieces. But again, you decide when you're going to leave. You decide when enough is enough of that, instead of just sort of chasing after him about it. And I would also say that the next piece, so that's part of that, is why is this so important to you? You know what? And it's allowed to be, by the way. I'm not asking that in a smartass way. I'm asking that in a real way. Like, what is it that moving in together, what do you think that'll give you? What do you feel like you need from that? And again, you're allowed to have whatever you want. It's just, he doesn't have to give it to you. And it's not his fault if he's not. It is, again, your boundary about when you will leave and how long you will stay in the relationship, given this knowledge. And I always tell folks, err on the side of the no. So in other words, if this is the way it's always going to be, if this is your relationship that you're probably never going to live together, and that you get along great and you really love each other and everything's good, would you still stay? And if the answer is no, then you have your answer. But if the answer is yes, then you have a different answer. It's really deciding what is really important to you and why. Why is this the thing? The next piece I would say is that you can also ask him what is going on for him. So I hear this line that I get lost in my empathy or something. Okay, are you doing therapy for that? Is he working on this issue? Is he, you know, because where else is this showing up in the relationship, this lack of, you know, commitment? Or is it? And is it a lack of commitment or is it something else? And are you noticing that you're able, like maybe Melissa runs ramshot over this guy. Maybe she likes the relationship because he kind of gives her whatever she wants all the time. And maybe that's why he's terrified of moving in together, because he feels like he'll lose whatever last piece of himself he has. I don't know. She doesn't know, I don't think, at this point. And I'm not, Melissa, I'm sure you're fabulous. And obviously it's not her real name. I'm sure you're fabulous and don't do any of that. But it would be a good time to look at yourself and the relationship. And because this isn't the only place it's showing up. I'll tell you that right now. For sure, it is not the only place it's showing up. If he feels like I'm too, you know, I just have, I give myself over so much and I don't know where my boundaries are. If he's saying that, then it's showing up somewhere else. And why are you enjoying it somewhere else? You know, what are you getting elsewhere from this lack of boundary? And so for him, that's what happens when we have poor boundaries. I talk about boundaries a lot, don't I? I will, as always, link in the show notes to other talks about boundaries. But boundaries, remember, you want to have the same boundary no matter what. And what happens when we get poor, you know, not good with our boundaries is that they become too thin or too thick. And it sounds like right now, Melissa's boyfriend's boundaries are a little too thick. He is just like, I don't want to move in. I'm going to lose myself. You know, that's like, you know, cutting off someone or, you know, unfollowing them on social media. You know, that's a very thick boundary. That is really putting it out there in a major way that you need a big, and I would call that a wall. I think she was referring to that in her letter. I would call that a wall that you're putting up. So that's a very thick boundary. And the thin boundary on the other side is probably what he does do, which he's talking about, which is that he gives too much. He's too empathetic. He's too, you know, giving. He's too love, whatever that is, that he's going to kind of lose himself in this relationship because he doesn't hold his boundary. So that's what you're looking at is, and I think she gets that idea because of the way this, you know, question was written. And I think I'm going to say, Melissa, that you've listened to my podcast already on boundaries because I talk about boundaries versus walls, which I like. So, but again, the focus is on you. And so that is really the piece in all of this all the time. What are your standards? What are the things that you will or won't put up with? You delineate those. You talk about those. You let your partner know why, what it means to you, all the things. But when it comes to actually like deciding, you know, to being there, so you can say at some point like, hey, you know, this is what I want in my future. You know, if you can't give me that, I have decisions to make around it. And I totally understand if you can't, I get it. It just is what it is. And so you stay in that mode, right? You stay in that feeling where it's loving, it's clear, where you're not punishing your partner or the other person. You're not withholding your love. Because by the way, no one's going to want to move in with you or marry you or anything else if you're acting icky, if you're withholding, if you're angry all the time, if you're resentful. Like what I knew when I was looking to get married that I had to stay in that loving, wonderful place. Number one, because it's the right thing to do. I'm saying I love you enough to marry you. Why would I now be mean? What? That doesn't make any sense. And number two, because that's the most attractive thing. When people are wonderful and loving, if he's ever going to ask, it's when I'm like that. And I wasn't being fake. I wasn't, you know, putting on an act like, oh, I'll be wonderful until he asks, then I'll be a witch, because I'm not. But I was allowing myself that, you know, the reason that we get mad again is because of our own boundary and not holding it. And we're mad at the other person for not doing it. And then we're mad because we feel rejected and we feel abandoned. It sucks when someone doesn't want to live with you or marry you. It doesn't feel good. It's hard not to take a hit to the self-esteem, to not think, well, I'm different than this other person. Why am I paying the price for your past? So I get it, but that's not going to help the relationship and that's not helping you. So again, I would say, well, ask, you know, about therapy. If this is an issue that this boyfriend here is dealing with, is he willing to go to therapy to work on it since it's something you know you want? And I'm not saying couples therapy. I'm saying I don't even think that's what's called for right now. This happens a lot. I see I've had many couples come to me for couples work and I end up referring them out to individual therapy because they really need to do some individual work first. And then they can go back and look at the couple. But, you know, when it's in the kind of blame game or when it's in the sort of back and forth or the tit for tat stuff, it is often a time when people need to be doing their own therapy. And then from there, they can come to couples. And a lot of times I have couples who are still going to individual therapy, which is always the best because then I can say to them, hey, bring this back to your individual therapist. You know, maybe something comes up. I had a couple the other day and there was some body image stuff the wife was having. And so their sex life was kind of lacking. And I said to her, you know, this is a great thing to talk about your confidence in your physical body and, you know, mentally your self-esteem, all that good stuff. Definitely bring this to your individual therapist and work on it. And then we can come back to it in the couple's work. So all of these are just, you know, again, good fodder, good things. And I do really, before we end, I just want to say to Melissa, I want you to have compassion and love for your man, right? He's struggling with something. He clearly needs help. He clearly loves you. You've been together a few years, all that. He sees a future with you. He's just afraid. And what do I always say? You can't base a love relationship on fear. So if he's going to continue to live in fear, that's not really something I think you want to build a life on. Because again, if it's showing up there, it's going to be showing up other places. So you want to address the fear. You want to address what this is in a real way. And not just between, again, the two of you. I think that there's some professional help that would be beneficial for a little bit to sort of move that along. And then from there, decide what's next. But figure out your boundary, figure out what you need, and hold to it. Okay. That was a short one today, but a shorty but a goodie, right? Remember, if you have any questions, to write in to abby@abbymetcalf.com, or you can go to the website, to the contact page, and those emails come to me and I do read them. And, you know, let me know if you want me to answer a question on the air, or if you have a topic that I haven't covered in my 170 whatever episodes. But if I haven't, or if you want it a different way, or, you know, my best ideas, the ones that are the most popular come from you. So, you know, the episodes that really kill it come from you. And once again, I would just ask, you know, if you're up for it, to leave a review, please. I love them. I read them. They bring me joy. You can do it on iTunes or on Audible, because we're in there, if you have that. I know it's a pain in the butt to leave it on iTunes, but I still ask you to do it. And certainly come over to the website, check it out. Got lots of free resources, lots of things. You could buy the book. You could do all kinds of fun things over there. And that's it. I love you. I love our time together. I really enjoy answering these questions, and I really hope that they're helpful for everyone. I try to choose ones that I think are more universal, that a lot of people are struggling with. And have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode, or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything. You can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is, if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.